but Samuelsoft-Esponsible leader might start a conflict which might escalate. He paused, then continued, there is a planet in the constellation, you call, Cetus, which destroyed itself thousands of years ago. It can still be seen from Earth. Today it looks like a red giant and is now at its brightest. At the time, that planet in Cetus was at the same stage as Earth is at present. It exploded a nuclear device high above Etra's surface. We think it is possible that Earth could suffer a similar fate. Operation Fireball had been conceived and impulse-mented by the superiors of the Confederation. It could be put into action for Earth or any other planet should the need arose for an emergency mass evacuation. Specsoft-ELE trained crews with craft are permanently on standby on each of the Confederation planets to respond immediately to a fireball emergency situation anywhere. Voldar continued, they all respond to a code word to alert them. High above Earth, the Confederation has placed many artificial satellites in orbit to monitor those critical regions. Equipped with sensitive instruments and warning devices, these satellites could be great lifesavers for the population of Earth. If the inflammable layers were ignited, a warning signal would be relayed by radio transmitters via booster stations to Melka, which as you know is on the perimeter of your solar system. Melka will be a vital link in Operation Fireball. An emergency code will be relayed via the Confederation Thought communication system to all the planets in the Confederation. Before all the inflammable material could burn, quick thinking and fast action by the ReSoft-Q teams, who would come in the thousands, might save and evacuate at least part of the population. Estimate that it would take several more days for the fire to spread to all the flammable layers around Earth, and we hope that in such an event most of the Soft-Hyphal's population could be evacuated, though there is possibility that in certain areas some of them may be lost. Without this rescue plan, the Confederation would not be able to do much for your planet in such an emergency, which could happen at any time. Initially, Operation Fireball was set in motion up to 12 years ago 1963. But where to take the population of Earth? That was the problem. Heeding the warning indicated by the planet in Cetus, a suitable home had to be found and prepared for the Confederation. An expedition was organized and a planet was found which resembled Earth in many ways. It has the same atmosphere and ground conditions, and this new young planet was Narsoft-Medepica. Cities were planned and houses were built and laid out in spacious suburbs. Each house was placed on an acre of ground and the building and gardens styled on the pattern of those on Earth. At present, 1975, these garden cities on Epica have reached the stage where much of Earth's population could be accommodated. ArtiSoft-Fishel holding planets such as Triton have been built and placed in orbit. We have had previous experience in the mass evacuation of a population from a planet in distress, Voldar added. To the question of where such a mass evacuation had taken place, Voldar replied that Mars Narsolasis-Soft-10 was one. Apparently a disastrous war had broken out on Mars, devastating the planet to such an extent that life was no longer possible on its surface. He said, yes, Mars. The destruction of the Red Planet. I will ask Xylute to give you a special transmission on Mars. How the planet became uninhabitable and how the popular Soft-Shin had to start life again elsewhere. Their new planet is called Seton and is now a thriving part of the Consoft-Federation. Voldar kept his word, and on June 4, 1975, we wrecked Soft-V de radio transmission, but not by Xylu. This came from Atra, a cold Asian who spoke English very well. He said, Voldar has asked me to contact you and tell you of the destruction of the Red Planet, Mars. It was intended that Xylu, who himself happens to be a descendant of the ancient Martian race, should give you the story. But he is at present on a mission which has taken him away. But I have been given all the facts as recorded in the memory banks or archives on Granda. Even in ancient times Mars was called the god of war, and rightly so, for it was indeed a warlike planet. Its present desolate appearance is the result of nuclear warfare which brought life on the surface to an end. Our scientists are of the opinion that Mars is now slowly recovering its balance or equilibrium, and one day it will again be able to support life as it did in the past. Atra then briefly sketched the early history of the race that once inhabited Mars. Where the Martians came from was the latter explained. He described Mars as a thriving planet in spite of its meager water resources. It never had the seas and oceans of Earth, but almost waterless encircling deserts with the inevitable dust storms, which divided Mars into two inhabitable regions. These were centered around the two poles. The Martian civilization was therefore divided into two sections, the north and the south, each with its own cities, industry and agriculture. However, there were distinct differences between them. The north had more abundant water and more fertile soil yielding better harvests. The south was rich in minerals and metals, and their industry and technology outstripped these developments in the north. The south also developed space travel earlier, and Earth did not travel deeply into space, they did travel to the two moons. Eventually intense rivalry and friction developed between these two regions. The south, the more aggressive, developed atom-soft-ic power before the north, and a struggle for control of the whole planet developed. The north emers feared their opponents' superior weapons, and an arms race was the result, which turned into an explosive situation when the south gained complete control of the two moons from soft-air-guided missiles were trained on the north. Then on a terrible night, continued Atra, the South nation struck. A giant warhead containing missiles, each of which was capable of destroying an area of at least 160 kilometers in diameter, was launched from one of the moons. More missiles were launched from the other moon. It was almost total destruction for the North, and the South had triumphed. But somehow an unexpected chain reaction exploded large stocks of such weapons the South had stored. As the giant arsenals exploded, shock after shock rocked the planet. Fires started by the devastation raged for weeks. When these died down, the greater ordeal began for those who survived the initial blasts. Radiation killed many, and more died from starvation as the food and water supplies were contaminated. Then intense radiation storms scarred the planet, searing its surface. The handful of survivors, shocked and stunned by the ghastly ordeal, then began Operation Survival. All they could do at the time was to go underground beneath the surface to escape the poisons of destructive radiation. Settlements, and later cities, were built below the surface, and power was generated to illuminate the underground cities. Food was grown underground in sealed transparent containers to prevent contamination. The entire underground world was sealed off from the surface of the planet. Atra said that due to these new conditions, the Mars-Soft-Tian race changed and a new subterranean civilization emerged. What had been the surface was left to the elements and the harsh atmospheric conditions, which changed the face of Mars to that which man on Earth sees today. The devastating dust storms which now rage there have long since erased all traces of the ancient Martian civilizations. In the polar regions, the large ice caps disappeared, but there is still a certain amount of frost. After many generations of subterranean existence, it seemed that human beings could adapt to the dire and soft environmental conditions with scant food and water lies. But the pressure of increasing population forced their leaders to look for a new planet. New space vehicles, capable of entering deep space, had been developed, and exploratory expeditions were launched in all directions. Atra said that Earth too was considered. They marveled at our planet, the green plains and hills and the mountains and all that water. Both decided to continue its research, and after 7 years, with the help of the Confederation, a virgin planet was found. It was named Seton, the planet soft-et of hope. Imagine people who have never seen rain, clouds and the blue sky above, Atra continued. What an expanse soft-ends it must have been for them to walk on their new planet and feel for the first time the warmth of their sun and the blessings of rain. They could plant seed in good soil and harvest fruit and vegetables, and cereals they had never tasted before. Children playing in the light of their own sun. Truly this could only be a gift from the Divine One. The Martian, or Cetonian, civilization which survived and which prospers today, is one where the word war still conjures up memories of a tragic past. They have realized the importance of living in peace. They have no monetary system. Trading is by barter, as they are now part of the large confederation. Their craft travel the magnetic fields and they are now at peace with all the planets. On Earth, you have reassoft-hyphened the nuclear age. The power of destruction you now possess could very well destroy this beautiful planet of yours. Why destroy a young planet which still has 500 million years to go? Why destroy yourselves? The Confederation earnestly asks you to change your ways and live in peace. The key to the harnessing of universal power is harmony, goodwill, peace. You may find this hard to accept, but it is the truth, not the energy from the atom. Chapter 15, Earth Rescue. During the period when the severe magnetic distosoft-bands interfered with Confederation contact with Q-bases on Earth, an unexpected interlude occurred. The magnetic storm within our solar system started on the 24th of June 1975, and ended about 9 months later. But on the evening of the 27th, we at Q-Base were not aware that anything was amiss and we expected a routine transmission. After Edwin was put into a receiving console condition, instead of hearing Voldar or one of the others, we heard, to our astonishment, words in a strange language, Cassiendo. Kator. Viso. Viso. Kaka. Kaka. Sanda Kator. Sivi Kaka Kanando. Viaka. Viaka. We were rather taken aback by this, as we usually heard the English language, and a reply in English did nothing to stern the torrent of strange words. Viso Kialda Kator. Visi Kaka Kasalando Kator. Si. Kialda. Kialda. It sounded like a plaintive cry for help. The last two words were familiar. We knew Sito Kialda to mean emergency people. What was the emergency? As I knew no other words, I replied with Sito Kialda. The response was immediate. Sito Kialda Vasito. Lemo se viendo carcatoto gonaulo cosoto. Sito. The speaker paused as if waiting for a reply, then continued with, Sito, Sito, Kialda, Kialda. If only we had some idea of whom we were in contact with. I said, please tell us your name. The reply came immediately, Aso. Aso. I continued, greetings, Aso. This is Confederation Q-Base. What is the Amosoft-Gensi? Was he getting the drift of what he was saying? Apparently not, for he continued with another string of strange words. Aso. Kialda Kariando Kazayata Basando Kakao Kararando Kakalaweso. Lendo Confederation. Confederation Aso. I tried again, Aso of the Confederation. We greet you from Q-Base. Try again. In English. What is the emergency? What emergency? Icarcus Idea Visa Liso Kando. Confederasoft Hyphenation. Wait, wait. After a few minutes, we heard Aso say, speaking. Confederation Planet. Kialda. Speaking. Through. Interpreter. Understand. A computer is interpreting. We are. In great danger. Emergency. Earthman, emergency. Was the emergency connected with Project Fireball? I asked. No. Not Project Fireball. Craft. Our craft. Stand by, Earthman.